you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Do you own or operate a small or medium-sized business? If yes, then take a moment to answer these questions. Would you like some extra capital to strengthen aspects of your business or expand into new areas? Do you wish it was easier to access information on the type of loan you need? If you answered yes to both questions, then your prayers may have just been answered. On today's program, we highlight a new facility being made available to small and medium-sized enterprises to assist them in obtaining venture capital. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, is partnering with the Mona School of Business and Management, MSBM, to create a website dubbed the MSME Finance Directory. The website will provide small and medium-sized businesses with one-stop access to information needed to access loans, grants, and other financing products from various organizations.
One of the greatest difficulties facing the SME sector has been its uneven access, and indeed sometimes no access at all to affordable financing. And this is due to a large extent to the lack of critical business skills and documentation that would indicate the feasibility and the viability of their business ventures.
I think this tool, when it is finally launched, will be a significant contributor to both the supply and demand side of the financing gap within the Jamaican economy.
Executive Director of the Mona School of Business and Management, Dr. Denzel Williams, and before him, Managing Director of the Development Bank of Jamaica, Milverton Reynolds. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for the creation of the database was signed on Thursday, September 11. Under the agreement, the MSBM will undertake research to inform the material and complete the technical work on the website. The DBJ will, among other things, market the website, raising the awareness of SMEs and borrowers to its existence. The project is set to cost $14.4 million, with the MSBM providing $13.6 million and the DBJ providing technical assistance grant funding valued at $8 million.
The project will save businesses time by providing a one-stop shop when looking for sources of financing. The project will save money and cost by allowing businesses, business owners, managers to compare the features of different funding options available and make the best choice that suits their own situation. And thirdly, the project will enhance quality. It will contain up-to-date information on what's available, where it's available, and of course, the cost of access.
Director of the Professional Services Unit at the MSBM, Dr. William Lawrence. Most importantly, he adds, the website will feature a feedback mechanism which allows users to provide information to help improve the site.
The project will involve developing a web interface system and database for the aggregation of financing sources for Jamaican SMEs. It will also collect data on funding sources and update the website content for a period of initially 5 years.
So if you're a small business operator looking to obtain capital to build or expand your business, keep a lookout for the MSME Finance Directory website being put forward by the Development Bank of Jamaica in partnership with the Mona School of Business and Management. For more information, contact the DBJ at 929-4000 or the Mona School of Business and Management at 977-7174. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davids with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.